service missiles are the turning point, in a sense. Unless they would have put Jerryville nuclear weapons on the eggs, which is not a likely configuration. They may well put surface-to-surface missiles or missile launchers, artillery or missile launchers in there. They have that equipment in their own force. First place, it'll be a question. Do they have it or don't they have it? We won't be sure. Is it equipped with a nuclear warhead or isn't it equipped with a nuclear warhead? Is it substantial or isn't it substantial? And I just worry about the president having made a statement which can be used as a lever by elements of the Congress and of the public. Unless we know exactly what we're going to do under those circumstances. If we have a plan, we know what it is, and we're all agreed on it, then I think a firm statement is excellent. But unless we have, it seems to me to cause great
our preliminary analysis of the consequences for us, Bob, of the establishment of the surface-to-surface nuclear capability, give me at least the feeling that we wouldn't have to act.
I think we'd have to act, Bob. Exactly how and by what stages. For example,
Guard forces while mention it now because if the leadership wants to act in relation to Cuba, one of the best actions I can think of is exactly this.
Well, now, if we, let's say we get them down here at 5 o'clock this afternoon on all the record bases, we give them more or less what we know about which they can tell them what information they become available, the number of people that are there, any other question they want. And meanwhile, we're going to go over this statement, and we're going to have something to say about this. Look it out.
Are going to be our
offensive capability they have.
I think that really is a question, Bob. It seems to me that everything they've put in so far really is, insofar as you can make these distinctions, a defensive weapon. Fighters are defensive aircraft for use against bombers and photographic reconnaissance. The SAMs are the same thing, surface air missiles. Don't do it, a stupid way of reaching far.
Well, Matt, that's what you do. I mean, at the present juncture, if you were there...
No, I'm only saying that the other step seems to me a much larger step than the development of the kind of thing we've seen over the last year and a half, which is fully consistent with their behavior in a lot of other countries.
I think we can all assume that they're going to take those steps.
I think, Bob, even there, that if we were imposing a blockade, for example, we can make it very clear that any firing on the American mainland by MiGs or anything else would be immediately.
That's right. Oh, I think that's completely clear. What they're going to try to do is build up a deterrent power. And the first and most obvious steps are air defense, but those are not likely to be enough because really their air defense is more mundane.
If it were a war, I agree with you.
All right. And therefore,
if we're attacking the Soviet Union, would it be worth much?
No. Again, in Cuba, it isn't worth much, and even in the Soviet Union, it isn't worth very much, Mr. President. Go underneath it. So that isn't going to be sufficient for the Cubans. They're going to say, well, that really didn't help us much. We have to have more of a deterrent power. And this
the only real deterrent they've got against a country our size is two things. First, the fact the Soviet can act against us.
Yes.
There's Iran, Turkey, or anybody else. Secondly, if they can get a ground with a nuclear weapon, that's the real deterrent.
Yes.
Otherwise, we can always move against Cuba. It just takes two more divisions than it took.
Exactly. There are a few more suppressive aircraft.
I think there's one thing the search about is can be, you know, say, a medicine. Soviet Union, and then the world met a nuclear weapon to be used against us from Cuba, except as a part of a delegate.
That's fine. I agree. I don't think
never used the Monroe Doctrine.
shorten this thing, boil it down. The key thing in these right now are these missiles, and also put them into proportion. Now they're much more dangerous than the Soviet Union will be out from Cuba.
Then